Chapter 3. He did, answered the young fisherman. If ever man strove faithfully on all occasions to do his duty, my brother did. My brother was not a quick man, anything but that, but he was a faithful, true, and just man. We were the sons of only a small tradesman in this county, sir, yet our father was as watchful of his good name as if he had been a king. A precious sight more so, I hope, bearing in mind the general run of that class of critter, said the captain. But I interrupt. My brother considered that our father left the good name to us, to keep clear and true. Your brother considered right, said the captain, and you couldn't take care of a better legacy. But again I interrupt. No, for I have nothing more to say. We know that Hugh lived well for the good name, and we feel certain that he died well for the good name. And now it has come into my keeping. And that's all. Well spoken, cried the captain. Well spoken, young man. Concerning the manner of your brother's death, by this time the captain had released the hand he had shaken, and sat with his own broad, brown hand spread out on his knees, and spoke aside. Concerning the manner of your brother's death, it may be that I have some information to give you, though it may not be, for I am far from sure. Can we have a little talk alone? The young man rose, but not before the captain's quick eye had noticed that, on the pretty sweetheart's turning to the window, to greet the young widow with a nod, and a wave of the hand, the young widow had held up to her the needlework on which she was engaged, with a patient and pleasant smile. So the captain said, being on his legs, what might she be making now? What is Margaret making, Kitty? Asked the young fisherman, with one of his arms apparently mislaid somewhere. As Kitty only blushed in reply, the captain doubled himself up as far as he could, standing, and said, with a slap of his leg, in my country we should call it wedding clothes. Fact. We should, I do assure you. But it seemed to strike the captain in another light too, for his laugh was not a long one, and he added, in quite a gentle tone, and it's very pretty, my dear, to see her poor young thing, with her fatherless child upon her bosom giving up her thoughts to your home and your happiness. It's very pretty, my dear, and it's very good. May your marriage be more prosperous than hers, and be a comfort to her too. May the blessed son see you all happy together, in possession of the good name, long after I have done plowing the great salt field that is never sown. Kitty answered very earnestly, oh, thank you, sir, with all my heart, and, in her loving little way, kissed her hand to him, and possibly by implication to the young fisherman too, as the latter held the parlor door open for the captain to pass out. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.